Hey everyone, and welcome back. It's December 2nd, 2024, and wow, the AI news just keeps coming. It's honestly hard to even keep up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a whirlwind out there.
Right. So today we're going to try to break down some of the biggest stories that hit our radar this week. We've got lawsuits, new tech, and some seriously interesting research. So let's just dive right in, shall we? First up, we have to talk about this whole saga with Elon Musk and OpenAI. I'm sure you've seen the headlines. He's suing them again to try and stop them from going full for profit.
Yeah, this is fascinating on a lot of levels. You have to remember that Musk was one of the co-founders of OpenAI, and their initial mission was to develop AI safely and responsibly to benefit all of humanity. But now, with OpenAI moving towards this for-profit model, Musk has expressed some concerns.
Yeah, it's a big shift, right? Going from a nonprofit to a company potentially beholden to shareholders. What do you think this shift means for the future of AI development?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some people argue that a for-profit structure could give OpenAI access to more resources and potentially speed up research and innovation, but others worry that profit might become the main driving force, potentially overshadowing ethical considerations.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. OpenAI has responded to the lawsuit, calling it baseless. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about access to data, because that plays a huge role in training these powerful AI models. AWS just announced they're opening physical outlets for data upload.
Yeah, this is a pretty big deal, especially for businesses dealing with massive amounts of data. Imagine a large corporation with petabytes of information. Transferring that data online can take ages and pose security risks.
It does seem kind of counterintuitive, though, right, in our hyper-connected world, to be physically transporting data.
Exactly, but that's what makes this announcement so interesting. AWS is bridging the gap between the physical and digital realms, offering a faster and potentially more secure way to get data into the cloud. It's a pretty unique solution to a very real challenge.
Okay, that makes sense. But even with all this data-fueling advancements, AI still isn't perfect. There have been some reports about ChatGPT's search feature giving out inaccurate information. What should people keep in mind as they use these AI tools?
Well, it's crucial to remember that AI, especially right now, is a tool, not an oracle. It's still under development. So it's important to approach any information it provides with a healthy dose of skepticism. Double-check sources, use your critical thinking skills, and don't just accept everything at face value.
Excellent advice. Now let's inject some of that classic deep dive excitement. We've got some cool tech to talk about. Intel has leaked some impressive specs for their new Arc B570 GPU. Also, the browser company is teasing a new AI-powered browser called Dia. What has you more intrigued?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I have to say, though, the idea of Dia has me pretty fascinated. We're so accustomed to interacting with the internet in a certain way, but an AI-powered browser could completely change the game. Imagine a browser that learns your interests, anticipates your needs, and helps you synthesize complex information. It's like having a research assistant built right in.
Okay, that does sound pretty cool.
Okay.
But prepare to have your mind blown, because we need to talk about DeepMind's latest proposal, Socratic learning.
Yes, this one is interesting. It's based on the concept of the Socratic method, where learning happens through dialogue and questioning. DeepMind is proposing that AI could essentially teach itself using this approach.
So the AI would be having a conversation with itself, asking and answering questions to learn. That's wild.
It does sound a bit like science fiction, doesn't it? But that's the potential here. Imagine an AI system capable of generating its own training scenarios through self-dialogue, constantly pushing its own boundaries of understanding.
If they pull it off, the implications could be huge, right? More autonomous AI, faster learning, even better problem-solving abilities. Think about what that could mean for all sorts of fields.
Exactly. It really highlights the potential for AI to not just process information, but to engage in a form of meta-learning where it's constantly improving its own learning strategies. It's still early days, but it's definitely a development to watch.
Speaking of game changers, Adobe just unveiled a new AI sound generation system. It's designed to sync audio with video with incredible accuracy. They're claiming it can match sound to visuals within 0.8 seconds.
Wow, that level of precision is remarkable. Think about how much time and effort goes into sound design for film, video games, even social media content. If this technology works as well as they say, it could be a massive time saver for creators.
And potentially open up a whole new world of creative possibilities. It's mind-boggling to think about. And while Adobe is revolutionizing audio, we have another company, Black Forest Labs, making waves in the world of AI image generation. Apparently, they're on track to raise $200 million in funding just 4 months after launching.
It's a sign of the times, right? Investors are pouring money into generative AI, and it's easy to see why. These technologies have the potential to reshape everything from entertainment to medicine.
It feels like we're witnessing the birth of a new era, and everyone wants in on the action. But amidst all this excitement, we also need to remember that AI isn't just about progress and profit. There are ethical and legal considerations that we need to address, and today's news brings those issues front and center. A group of Canadian news companies is suing OpenAI, claiming their content was used to train AI models without permission.
Yeah, this lawsuit is significant because it raises fundamental questions about intellectual property rights in the age of AI. How do we balance the need for vast amounts of data to train these models with the rights of creators and content owners?
It's a complex issue, and one that courts will likely be grappling with for years to come. And it's not just legal battles. There are also concerns about the culture within OpenAI itself. One of their key policy leads, Rosie Campbell, resigned today, citing unsettling cultural changes within the company.
That's definitely concerning. It suggests that the intense pressure to innovate and compete might be coming at a cost. We'll have to see how this unfolds, but it's a reminder that ethical considerations can't be an afterthought.
That's a good point. AI is becoming so integrated into our lives that these cultural and ethical questions are only going to become more important. And speaking of AI in our lives, get this. A recent study by Wired found that over half of all long-form posts on LinkedIn are now AI-generated.
Oh, wow. It really shows how quickly these AI writing tools have infiltrated professional spaces. It makes you wonder, are we all just talking to bots in suits now?
Huh. It's a funny thought, but it also makes you think about authenticity in the digital age, right? How do we know it's real anymore when AI can create such convincing content? But hold on to your hats, because we're about to dive into the deep end of AI weirdness. Apparently, there's a new app that uses AI to predict your death date.
Yeah, the Death Clock app. It's definitely one of the more thought-provoking applications of AI we've seen lately.
It's pretty intense, right? I mean, on the one hand, it's just an algorithm crunching data. But on the other hand, it's tapping into some deep-seated human anxieties about mortality. I can't imagine getting a notification on my phone that says, you have 5 years left to live.
It really highlights the complex relationship we have with technology, especially when it intersects with existential questions like life and death.
While some companies are diving headfirst into developing the next generation of AI, others are taking a more strategic approach. Inflection AI, for example, announced today that they're halting development of next-gen models to focus on refining their existing applications for business customers.
This is a really interesting move. I think it speaks to the evolving landscape of the AI industry. They're essentially saying, we have powerful tools. Let's make sure we're using them to their full potential before we create even more. It's a sign of maturity and maybe even a recognition that the race to be on the bleeding edge isn't always the most sustainable strategy.
Especially in a market that's as competitive as AI. And speaking of competition, NVIDIA's stock has surged a whopping 207% this year. Much of that growth is attributed to the increasing demand for their AI hardware.
It's a clear indicator of the economic forces driving AI development. The demand for computing power to train and run these models is skyrocketing, and companies like NVIDIA are reaping the rewards.
And as that demand grows, so too will the number of AI applications in every aspect of our lives. Get ready, folks, because researchers Garlick and Fay predict that by 2050, we could have a staggering 648 million humanoid robots walking among us. That's like a robot for every 10 people on the planet.
It's a mind-boggling prediction, isn't it? It brings up all sorts of questions about the future of work, social dynamics, even the very nature of what it means to be human in a world increasingly populated by intelligent machines.
It's a lot to process, that's for sure. But before we get carried away with visions of a robot-filled future, we have to remember that with great power comes great responsibility. One of the most prominent voices sounding the alarm about the potential dangers of AI is Geoffrey Hinton, who's been called the godfather of AI.
Hinton has expressed serious concerns about the open sourcing of large AI models. He even went as far as to compare it to making nuclear weapons readily available.
That's a chilling comparison.
Yeah.
What exactly is he worried about?
He's concerned that putting these incredibly powerful tools in the wrong hands could have catastrophic consequences. Imagine AI being used to develop autonomous weapon systems, generate incredibly convincing disinformation campaigns, or even manipulate financial markets with lightning speed.
It's a sobering reminder that we need to approach AI development with a lot of thoughtfulness and caution. It's clear that we're at a pivotal moment in history.
Absolutely. We're on the cusp of an AI revolution, and the choices we make now will determine the course of that revolution for generations to come.
Welcome back to our deep dive into all this December 2nd AI news. Picking up right where we left off, And honestly, my brain is still buzzing from all the stuff we covered in part one.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. We talked about those legal battles surrounding OpenAI, the potential for AI to like become more self-sufficient with that Socratic learning thing, and all those crazy advancements in generative AI, like Adobe's sound generation system.
Oh, and we talked about that economic boom that's happening, right? Fueled by AI, with companies like NVIDIA just like skyrocketing and startups like Black Forest Labs attracting tons of investment.
But we also have to like acknowledge those downsides too. The ethical concerns, the potential for misuse, the need for responsible development, like those are all important conversations we need to be having.
Absolutely. You know, remember Jeffrey Hinton's warning about making those large AI models open source? That's a pretty sobering thought.
It really is. It's kind of like giving everyone the nuclear launch codes, isn't it? It makes you realize how important those discussions are about ethical development and, you know, governance and all that.
Exactly. We need to think carefully about those potential consequences of unchecked AI development and make sure we're putting safeguards in place.
For sure. But let's take a break from the heavy stuff for a sec and talk about how AI is like sneaking into our everyday lives in some really surprising ways. Remember that Wired study we mentioned? The one about how over half of long LinkedIn posts are AI generated.
It's amazing, right? AI writing tools are everywhere now, and they're getting better all the time.
It makes you wonder if everyone online is actually a bot now. And then there's that Death Clock app that uses AI to predict when you're going to die.
The Death Clock, it's definitely sparked a lot of conversations.
It has. It's kind of morbid when you think about it.
Huh.
But it raises some interesting questions about our relationship with technology and, like, you know, mortality and stuff.
It's a good example of how AI can make us think about some deep philosophical questions. Like, is it right to use AI to predict something like death? What are the ethics of that? And how would knowing your potential lifespan change your choices?
Heavy stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a high-tech version of those fortune teller machines at the carnival.
It is a little bit like that. And it just shows how AI can be used in ways that are both fascinating and a bit unsettling.
Speaking of unsettling, have you heard about all the deepfakes going around?
Yeah, it's a growing problem. The technology for making them has gotten so good and so easy to use that anyone can create these fake videos that look totally real.
It's scary. I mean, imagine someone spreading misinformation, ruining people's reputations, or even inciting violence with these things.
It's a real threat, and it shows why it's so important to be able to think critically about the things you see online and not just believe everything.
Yeah, for sure. We can't just blindly trust everything anymore, especially with AI getting more and more sophisticated.
Right. It's like technology is a double-edged sword. It can be used for good or for bad, and it's up to us to make sure it's used responsibly.
Okay, so on a more positive note, let's talk about how AI is changing the game for businesses. Inflection AI made a big announcement today. They're stopping development of next-generation AI models and focusing on making their existing applications better for businesses.
It's an interesting move for sure. I think it shows that the AI industry is maturing. Companies are realizing that they don't always have to chase the newest tech. Sometimes it makes more sense to perfect what they already have and make it work better for specific needs.
It's like saying, hey, we've got a powerful engine. Let's build the best possible car around it before we try to design a whole new engine.
Exactly. It's about making the most of what we have and creating solutions that are both powerful and practical.
And it looks like Inflection AI is really committed to that. They're buying up smaller AI startups and offering solutions that can run on a company's own servers for those that are worried about security.
That's smart. By building a whole AI ecosystem, they're becoming a one-stop shop for any business that wants to use AI in a secure and efficient way.
Like, they're making custom suits for each customer instead of trying to sell everyone the same thing.
That's a great way to put it. And I think it shows how much the AI industry is growing up. It's not just about experimenting anymore. It's about making things work in the real world and actually solving problems.
So it's not enough to just build cool tech. It has to be useful, too.
Exactly. And that means understanding what businesses need, addressing ethical concerns, and making sure AI helps everyone, not just a few people.
It's a big responsibility. But there's a lot of potential there. Imagine AI helping us tackle things like climate change or curing diseases.
That's the goal, right? To use AI to make the world a better place.
For sure. But we have to be smart about it. We can't just chase progress without thinking about the risks.
I agree. It's about finding that balance between innovation and responsibility, between pushing the limits of what's possible and making sure we don't create something we can't control.
It's like walking a tightrope, right?
Yeah.
You have to be brave, but also careful.
Perfect analogy. It shows how important it is to have these conversations about ethics and to work together at every step of AI development.
Okay, so let's lighten things up again. Remember those researchers, Garlick and Fay? They predicted that we'll have 648 million humanoid robots by 2050.
It's crazy to think about.
Right. Imagine walking down the street and seeing robots everywhere, delivering packages, working construction, serving you coffee.
Like something out of a movie.
It is. And it raises so many questions. How will they interact with us? Will they take our jobs or create new ones? Will we be friends with robots? The possibilities are endless.
Exciting and a little bit scary.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it's a future we have to start thinking about. Now AI is developing so fast that it won't be long before this stuff becomes reality.
And it's not just about robots. It's about how AI is changing everything about our world, from how we work to how we connect with each other.
It's like we're exploring a whole new world and we don't know what we'll find.
But it's going to be an amazing journey.
It is. But we need to remember to be responsible as we explore this new world. We need to make sure AI helps everyone, not just a select few.
Absolutely. It's about making sure AI aligns with our values and makes life better for everyone.
Okay, so I think it's time for a quick break. We'll be right back with the final part of our deep dive into all this December 2nd AI news. Welcome back to the show. Everyone's still with us. It's time for the final part of our deep dive into all this crazy December 2nd AI news. I don't know about you, but I'm still processing everything we've talked about.
It has been a wild ride, that's for sure. Yeah. From lawsuits to like those crazy predictions about the future. It feels like we've covered everything.
We have. And the world of AI is moving so fast. It's almost impossible to keep up.
Yeah, it really is. And with every new thing that comes out, there are even more questions, more challenges, more possibilities.
Yeah, exactly. So as we wrap up this episode, I'm curious, what stands out to you the most? What are your big takeaways from all the news we've gone over today?
Well, one thing that really strikes me is that tension, you know, between the amazing potential of AI and the real risks that come with it. We see it everywhere in those legal battles and all the ethical debates, even in what's happening inside those AI companies.
It does feel like we're at a crossroads, doesn't it? Like one path leads to AI helping us solve these huge problems facing humanity. But the other path leads to AI being misused and maybe even leading to some really bad unintended consequences.
It's a tough balance. And the choices we make now will determine which path we end up taking.
It's exciting and a little scary at the same time. We're shaping the future with every decision we make about AI development.
It is a huge responsibility. Yeah. But it's also a privilege to be a part of something this big. Mm. We have the chance to use this technology to make the world better.
But we can't forget to be thoughtful about it. We can't just chase progress without thinking about the risks.
Absolutely. We have to find that sweet spot, you know, between innovation and responsibility, between pushing the limits and making sure we don't lose control.
Like walking a tightrope.
Exactly. You have to be brave, but you also have to be careful. And that's why it's so important to keep talking about these things, to collaborate and think about the ethical implications at every step.
So to all of our listeners out there, what are your thoughts? What stood out to you the most today? What are you hoping for? What are you worried about when it comes to the future of AI? We want you to keep thinking about these things. Keep exploring this amazing and always changing field.
The future of AI is being written right now, and it's a story we're all a part of writing.
And that's a wrap on this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. It's been a wild ride.
It has.
Until next time, everyone, stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those tough questions.
And who knows, maybe tomorrow's AI news will be even crazier.